The Arkansas legislature passed a sweeping law to prohibit doctors from treating transgender youth with hormone treatments, puberty blockers, or surgery. And today, the Republican governor, Asa Hutchinson, surprised many people by vetoing the bill. Jacqueline Froelich from KUAF joins us from Fayetteville to talk about the reasons the governor gave for his decision and what happens next. Welcome.
Thanks, Ari. Good to talk with you.
So what did Governor Hutchinson say about his reason for the veto?
Governor Hutchinson says he's aware the nation is looking at Arkansas as the General Assembly is passing numerous bills that are a product of a culture war in America. This is what he said. And if this bill becomes law, it will create new standards of legislation. So this is what he said when he vetoed the bill.
House Bill 1570 would put the state as the definitive oracle of medical care, overriding parents, patients, and healthcare experts.
And at what point did he decide to veto? I know he was under a lot of pressure. Can you tell us more about what led up to that?
Yeah, I queried the governor last Tuesday. He holds weekly COVID-19 press conferences, and I queried him, and he fields general questions, but I queried him about his plans for the bill. He said he needed to meet with trans Arkansans, activists, parents, as well as transgender-affirming medical providers before making a decision, which he did through the weekend, evidently. He since learned that gender reassignment surgery, what conservative lawmakers here who support this measure, characterized as genital mutilation, is not performed on anyone under age 18 in Arkansas. He's learned trans teens with parental consent are provided psychosocial medical support and hormone therapy to help them with their transition. He learned we only have a few hundred trans youth in the entire state of Arkansas. The governor's also received hundreds of thousands of communications from across the country asking him to veto the bill. And he says denying medical care to transgender youth will cause harm. It will also, if enacted, the law will penalize medical providers and will allow private insurers to refuse to cover gender-affirming care to people of any age.
But the legislature could override the veto. How would that happen?
Yeah, this is the concern in Arkansas. To veto HB 1570 will require at least 51 members of the House, 18 members of the Senate, to vote to sustain, and we have a majority Republican legislature, so the ban on gender-affirming medical care for youth is expected to become law. I spoke with Holly Dixon, the director of the ACLU of Arkansas. She says she's grateful to the governor for his veto, but if enacted by the legislature, she says it will be deadly for trans kids. She says denying trans people health care because of who they are is wrong and illegal, and she's prepared to challenge the law in court.
So if a simple majority can override the veto and it is expected to pass and then be challenged in court, where does that leave the state, and what are people in Arkansas saying about this right now?
So we have this loophole. The governor pointed to a loophole that we have, which he recently signed into law, that allows medical providers the right to refuse certain non-emergency treatment to patients based on religious, ethical, or moral obligations, called the Medical Ethics and Diversity Act. And so he's hoping lawmakers will reconsider that as a means to their end.
That is Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thank you.
You're welcome.